47. Prayer. Matthew 18:18-20. Have I properly understood what Jesus meant by binding and loosing, contrary to false teaching? I tell you the truth. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. Insight. The context here of verse 18 is that of sin, forgiveness, and church discipline, and means that if two or more believers are walking in the regulations of Christ, whatever decisions they make, binding or loosing, as in an agreement, regarding the discipline of others in their fellowship, he will honor it in heaven. This is similar to what he told the disciples in John 20:23. See also the use of bind in Hebrews 2:2-3. Also, we see heaven blesses us, verse 19, when we seek group agreement and accountability in prayer requests when it is available. The context is obvious, so I wish to focus on the gross misinterpretation of this passage, which so many have taken out of context. Many, especially among charismatics, take this verse out of context and think they can bind and loose Satan and his demons. I used to believe this too, but I came to see the truth. Satan, the strong man, has already been bound in the life of believers by Jesus Christ. See Mark 3:27. Satan's house is the world because all dominion was given to him. See Luke 4:6. And Jesus entered the strong man's house and tied him up and is still robbing his possessions by saving sinners by his spirit. Our greatest weapon against Satan is firm faith and purity of heart, not speaking empty words against his kingdom and servants. See 1 Peter 1:5 and Jude 1:9. I have heard many people say, "I bind you, Satan, and your demons." If anyone could truly bind Satan, then we could have all gone home by now. Do you get this? If you could bind Satan's demons, then why is there so much trouble in the lives of those who claim to be binding him? Often, they have more rotten fruit in their lives and in the lives of those they are, quote, binding on behalf of than you can imagine. It's as if it has the reverse effect. Where in the Bible does it tell us to bind demons or Satan? It tells us to cast them out of somebody's body, but casting out is not binding. Do we see Paul saying, "I bind you, Satan, to silence in this church. I bind you, demons, to the pit"? Does Paul say in 2 Corinthians 12:8 that he tried binding Satan 3 times or humbly asking the Lord to remove the tormentor? Why didn't Paul just bind the devil in these instances that we see in Galatians 4:13, 1 Thessalonians 2:18, and 2 Timothy 4:18? why the need for God to soon crush Satan under their feet in Romans 16:20 when they could have just bound him. Instead of putting on the armor in Ephesians 6:11 through 17 or resisting him in James 4:7, why not just speak out and bind him to silence and to the pit? Are we ignorant of the fact that God is in complete control of all angels, demons, and Satan, and he has a very good reason to keep the devil on the loose? He uses the devil as a tool in his hands to shape us, correct us, discipline us, humble us, etc. Are we to think that we can bind God's primary instrument for conforming us into the image of Christ? Paul didn't think so. See 1 Corinthians 5:5 and 1 Timothy 1:20. One time, I was struggling in a gray area not found in the Bible. My conscience was being violated, which meant for me it was a sin. See Romans 14:23. One night, I woke up from a terrifying nightmare that a demon masquerading as a dog was sucking the breath out of me while I was laying in my bed. The second I woke up, I knew in my spirit that God, in his mercy, allowed a demon to touch me in my sleep again because of my disobedience. I repented and thanked God for the discipline. The fear of that experience motivated me to stop. Now imagine someone trying to rebuke and bind the demons from touching me. It would be a complete waste of time and breath. What we need to keep the demons at bay is purity of heart. You can pray all day for Satan to leave me alone, but if I am leaving the door open through ungodly living, it will make no difference. If you want to bind demons in your life, keep your breastplate of righteousness on and live godly. Many are trying to rebuke the devil in their life, not realizing they are trying to resist the discipline of the Lord in their life. Remember, Christ is in us, and Satan cannot do anything to us that we do not open the door to or that God doesn't allow. See 1 Samuel 16:14, Job 1:12, and Luke 22:31-32.